I wonder, obviously, when I was talking to the kids earlier on there, I was talking to them a wee bit about faith. And I would like to talk to you about faith as well this morning. I find it's obviously a subject that's massive. And we live in a world that's got many, many different faiths. And we tend to call religion faith. But people put their faith in other things apart from God or in their practice of their own religion. And so this morning, I wonder where your faith is, and is it misplaced? And so some of the very simple things that we have faith in, such as your TV remote control, you have faith that it will work. Your deodorant, you have faith that it will work. You have faith that when you phone 999, an ambulance or the police will even turn up at your door. We have faith in so many small things, and maybe we actually do take these things for granted. I don't know. And I don't know where your individual faith is at this morning before God. But this morning I want just to spend some time exploring that and exploring maybe where you're investing your faith in other things as well. And so the list of the things that we have and we put our faith in is endless. It's limited, unlimited. And so when Jesus asks us to put his faith in him, it is only something natural for us to do because we do it on a daily basis. And so let's pray before we continue this morning. Father, we thank you this morning for opportunity where we can come and open up your word and study it and learn more about you and your character and the plans you have for our lives. Lord, we thank you for all these children that are with us this morning, and we count their lives as precious before you. And so, Lord, we pray that you would bless them this morning as they're in their Sunday school class, and pray that they would learn something more about you, Lord, and that you would draw close to them and their Sunday school teachers at this time. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to take you back to the 13th century. So, none of us were here, I don't think. And so the date is the 22nd of July, 1298. And if you know your history, you'll know that we're going into a period of Scottish history that had great turmoil. And the person that I want to talk about very briefly, first of all, is our very own Sir William Wallace. Have you all seen the film Braveheart? Yeah. Okay. So the Scots forces are lined up in a field in Falkirk. And they hadn't had their Weetabix this morning. Because William Wallace had put all his faith in a new design of spearmen. He would get them into a circular shape or a triangular shape, and it was called a sheltron. And the guys, you remember the film where the guys at the front are kneeling down with the big spears, and then there's guys behind them, they've got bigger spears, and it was to combat the English cavalry. So when they came charging through, the spears get pulled up, and the English cavalry couldn't get through them. And so Wallace had deployed this tactic before, and here he was standing in the fields at Falkirk thinking, I've got them again. Right, guys, get the spears ready. But Longshanks, see, he knew that this was going to be the case, and so he pulled out his new tactic, which was the longbowman. And of course, Wallace had all his men in their sheltering formations ready to lift their spears. And Longshanks, he gave the command, and all his longbowmen, and their arrows rained in on top of Wallace's sheltrons and devastated the sheltrons. And so in Falkirk, only Wallace and his barons really got away with the skin of their teeth because there was total carnage on the battlefield. Wallace had put his faith to win that battle in his sheltrons, but his faith was greatly, greatly misplaced because of Longshanks' tactical awareness. And so today I want to talk about faith in God, not faith in the things that we create as men, as women, our own things, not faith in one another, because we can let each other down as well in life. But I want to talk about faith in God. And it's not the type of faith that lets you down. God never lets you down. It's an absolute faith, a faith that will see you through. God will never give up on you. And so this morning I want to talk to you about a faith that is lasting and it's assured. There is a hope that comes with this faith of a lasting life beyond the grave. I want to share with you some quotes regarding faith from some famous people, and here's the first one. It's from St. Thomas Aquinas, who was alive during the early life of William Wallace, and he says this: to one who has faith, no explanation is necessary. To one without faith, no explanation is possible. Oswald Chambers, who was a famous Scottish minister and teacher, says this: faith is deliberate confidence in the character of God, whose ways you may not understand at the time. Now, if you're into your internet, there's a website called Wikipedia, and it says this: faith is a belief in the trustworthiness of an idea that has not been proven. And Hebrews 11, verse 1 in the New Testament says this: faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. What is it you hope for this morning? And so, there's four key things that I've picked out, I think, from the Bible that talks about faith. There are many things, obviously, that we could pick out this morning and have a think about. But here they are. Romans 12 and 3 says this: God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. So as you sit here this morning, you can be confident that you have a measure of faith. I don't know how big it is or how small it is, but you have a measure of it. Romans 10 and 17 says this: so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So the more you listen to God's word, the deeper that your faith becomes, the greater the measure. Hebrews 11 and 6 says this: and without faith, it is impossible to please God. So are you trying to please God this morning? Without faith, it is impossible to please him. And then the fourth thing is the parable of the mustard seed. So the disciples have been trying to command the demon out of somebody. They fail miserably and they say, why have we not been able to do this? And Jesus says to them, because your faith is so little. Where is your faith? And so Jesus calls us to put our faith into action this morning. And I would ask you, are you planting your seeds of faith? There are two people in Scripture that I want us to really think about this morning as examples. The first one, very famous, and it wouldn't be the automatic choice when you're talking about faith. The automatic choice may be Abraham, maybe David. Automatic choices. I wanted this morning to think about John the Baptist, first of all. And it's when John the Baptist has been put in prison. So the time is AD 27, and John is imprisoned in the fortress palace of Machaerus, which is owned and resided in by Herod Antipas. And John the Baptist, not being a mealy-mouthed individual, speaks out against the immorality in the royal family at the time. And Herod Antipas was married to his cousin Herodias, who was previously the wife of his brother Herod Philip. And John's in prison. He's being tended by his followers, and he sends out messengers to Jesus. And here is why he sends out messengers to Jesus. So if you have a Bible or you're following the passage behind me, it's in Matthew 11, starting at verse 1, and I'm reading from the NIV this morning. After Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. When John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else? And when you take that phrase on its own from John the Baptist, you might think, well, hold on a minute, John, you've been proclaiming that the one is going to come, and now you're questioning it. Jesus replied,